Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast and our series on Dante's Inferno. And in this episode, we have the last final episode of the whole series. And we are now in the inner part of Circle 9. This is the category of fraud, and also then fraud where trust is broken. So we have the traitors, and it's about betrayal. And we've come to the very center of the Inferno and of the Earth. And we have the giant Lucifer figure who is stuck in ice. So the storyline on this one is that the Pilgrim and Virgil, they see Lucifer, who's then frozen from his chest down. He has an enormous size, and then he's flapping his wings, a kind of bat-like wings. And then they see his head, and the head has three faces. Each one is eating a traitor. So we have Brutus, Cassius, and Judas. So the first two are those who conspired and then killed Caesar, the emperor. And Judas is from the biblical stories. So Dante is uniting here the two big themes of the church and the empire. And then the pilgrim grabs Virgil's neck, and then they run over to Lucifer's body, and then they climb down between the body and the ice. There's a little crack there, so they go down into that, and they keep climbing downwards. And then when they get to the thigh of Lucifer, Virgil seems to turn around suddenly and climb back upwards. And this makes the pilgrim very confused. And then they keep climbing, and then they come to a dungeon. And then Virgil explains that they now pass the center of the earth, and that's why the world has kind of flipped upside down for them. And then Virgil explains the hemispheres of the planet and how most of the land in the southern hemisphere rushed up to the northern hemisphere when Lucifer fell from the heavens. And then the very middle part of the land that was in the southern hemisphere rushed upwards, and that made the island of Mount Purgatory. And that's the only land in the southern hemisphere. The rest is just ocean. And then there's a little passageway up to the surface made by a stream over a long time. So they climb up through that, through a little tunnel, and then they see an opening, and then they come out, and then they see the stars. And that's the ending of the whole journey in Inferno. So we're going to look at a couple of excerpts. First, when they see the head of Lucifer. Oh, how amazed I was when I looked up and saw a head, one head wearing three faces. One was in front, and that was bright red. The other two attached themselves to this one, just above the middle of each shoulder. And at the crown, all three were joined in one. In each of his three mouths he crunched a sinner, with teeth like those that rake the hemp and flax, keeping three sinners constantly in pain. The one in front, the biting he endured, was nothing like the clawing that he took. Sometimes his back was raked clean of its skin. That soul up there who suffers most of all, my guide explained, is Judas Iscariot, the one with head inside and legs out kicking. As for the other two whose heads stick out, the one who hangs from that other face is Brutus. See how he squirms in silent desperation. And the other one is Cassius. He still looks sturdy. But soon it will be night. Now is the time to leave this place, for we have seen it all. And then things happen very quickly in the rest of this final canto. So they now start climbing, and it says, I held on to his neck as he told me to, while he watched and waited for the time and place, and when the wings were stretched out just enough, he grabbed onto the shaggy sides of Lucifer, then downward, tuft by tuft, he made his way between the tangled hair and frozen crust. So that's how the escape starts, and then they keep climbing downwards, and then the world goes upside down, and then they reach this cavern, this dungeon. Virgil explains how this is, what had just happened, since the pilgrim is so confused. And then we have the final moments when they actually get out, and then they see the stars. Below somewhere there is a space as far from Lucifer as the limit of his tomb, known not by sight but only by the sound of a little stream that makes its way down here through the hollow of rock that it has worn, gently winding in gradual descent. My guide and I enter that hidden road to make our way back up to the bright world. We never thought of resting while we climbed. We climbed, he first and I behind, until, through a small round opening ahead of us, I saw the beautiful things the heavens hold, and we came out to see once more the stars. That's the final sentence and the final word of the Inferno and the whole journey. And this is also the same word in all three books. It ends on stars. So just going to have the last part in Italian, the last three sentences. Tanto che vidi delle cose belle che porta il cielo per un pertugio tondo e quindi uscimmo a rivedere le stelle. So like, and therefore, and like this, we came out and we saw again the stars. Okay, so that's how the Inferno journey ends. And then there's some important points from this part. We have several big ones also for the overall here, that the story is in large part about overcoming the sins and the vices through an inner journey and through courage. And it's also a transformative journey, as we partly see here at the very end, that we have this complete reorientation of the whole world once they pass through Lucifer and put him behind them. And there's a kind of a deep psychology in this, that the second you get to the deepest point of a problem or the roots of things, and you get beyond it, at that very instant that happens, the whole world will change. Something has changed and your whole orientation will change. And then we have the stars from the final sentence. So this is super important. How, like, the stars are the guiding lights. They will later become kind of the virtues, the values. And they see them now again, but they have learned things through the journey, and now they have, like, once again, you have something to aim for, but they have more experience and they have some learning behind them as well. And then some final thoughts on the whole series. So the Inferno as a story can help us with several things, both how to see deeper within ourselves, but also in other people and in the world or the culture that one lives in. And then we can see how these forces of vices might be deep underneath some of the things we see manifested. And then you could also think of the Inferno as a book for insights to understand the world and also sometimes to see the root of things. And through that insight, you can also then gradually discover how to fix things as well. And that is, in many ways, the main theme of the second book of the Divine Comedy, how to build virtue and how to fix things through climbing the Mount Purgatory and now how these new guiding lights of the stars. So with that, that's all for this series. Hope some of this was helpful, and thank you so much for the company on the way. It's very much appreciated. And see you again in another episode. Bye-bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.